He sees the great might of God through the defenseless Jesus Christ.
他透过基督，人看为愚昧的这种顺服同牺牲，显出神拯救人最高的智慧。
He saw the great wisdom of God in salvation through this foolish method that men think Christ has used.
这个后来保罗到哥林多前书第一章才明白的 paradox.
And this is a paradox that Apostle Paul only realized in the First Corinthians.
十字架上的那个拯救的强盗，就在那几个钟头里面，他完全明白。
But then within a few hours, the robbers understood this mystery.
所以他说：“你的国降临的时候。”
So he said, "When your kingdom come, remember me."
我相信有一天你有一个国。
I believe one day you will have a kingdom.
你有一个宝座。
You will have a throne.
你就是那国的王。
And you will be the king of the kingdom.
你就坐在那个宝座上。
And you will be sitting on the throne.
当你做王的时候。
When you are king.
你纪念我。
Remember me.
我明白了。
I understand.
我认识你了。
I know you.
我相信你。
I believe you.
你就是那国度里面的王。
You are the king of the kingdom.
就是坐宝座的王。
You are the one on the throne.
你纪念我。
Remember me.
耶稣看到有这样信心的一个人。
When Jesus saw such men of faith,
耶稣怎么回答
？What did he say?
耶稣讲了最后一次的，我实实在在告诉你。
For the last time, he said, "Verily I say to you."
在圣经里面，耶稣基督讲了25次，我实实在在告诉你，我实实在在告诉你，这是最后一次。
There are 25 recordings of Jesus saying, "Truly, truly, I say to you," and this is the last one.
我实实在在告诉你。
Truly, truly, I say to you.
今日。
Today.
我与你。
You and I.
你与我。
Me and you.
一同在乐园。
We will be in paradise together.
不必等那一天。
You don't have to wait for the last day.
今日。
Today.
父对子说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
The father said to the son, "You are my son. Today, you are begotten of me."
十岁才有救赎的子民说。
And the son says to his people,
今日我同你在乐园里面。
Today, I will be in paradise with you.
为什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
他的国度不是等将来才有的。
His kingdom is not something that will happen in the future.
他的国度不是会过去。
His kingdom is not something that will pass away.
他的国度也不是在时间的暂时过程里面。
His kingdom is not trapped in the temporal history.
他的国度是永远。
His kingdom is eternal.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
基督是王。
Christ is king.
基督是有国度的。
Christ has a kingdom.
基督是有宝座的。
Christ has a throne.
基督是有权柄的。
Christ has great authority.
那我们今天怎么认识基督的国度呢？
How do we know of his kingdom today?
基督的国度是在神永恒里面所定的。
The kingdom of God is established in eternity of God.
基督的王位是神永恒的旨意里面所定的。
And the kingdom is established in the eternal will of God.
基督作王是神自己用圣灵膏立的。
And Christ being king is anointed by Holy Spirit by God Himself.
基督到世界上来的时候，按照地位，他是生而为王。
When Christ came to the earth, He was a king.
他自己承认这句话。
And He Himself admitted to that.
你说耶稣基督到底在什么地方承认他是生来为王的呢？
We say which scripture tells us that He was born to be king?
有一切的圣经告诉我。
There is a Bible verse that tells us that.
耶稣基督在比拉多面前讲这句话。
And that is what Jesus spoke of in front of Pontius Pilate.
耶稣会这么讲呢？
What did Jesus say?
因为比拉多受犹太人的控告。
Because Pilate received him because of accusation of
Jesus.
They said to Pontius Pilate, "You must crucify him.
你要刑罚他。
You must punish him.
你要判他的罪。
You must judge him."
因为他说他是犹太人的王。
Because he said he's the king of the Jews.
如果犹太人有一个王，
if there's a king among the Jews,
是罗马皇帝不承认的。
And he's not recognized by the Roman Empire.
不是罗马的凯撒所设立的。
And not established by Caesar of Rome.
这岂不是背叛凯撒吗？
And this therefore is a revolt.
这不是叛乱分子的头头吗？
And these people are trying to have a revolution.
定他的罪。
So you must judge him.
当这个西律王是罗马正式承认的犹太的王的时候。
And when they realize that he's not a king that is established and recognized by the Roman Empire,
当西律王
when King Herod
已经是被设立了
when his own kingdom is already recognized,
突然间来另外一个王
suddenly there's a king,
所以比拉多就不得不按照这个控告词来问耶稣
and so because of the accusation, he asked Jesus Christ,
你是犹太人的王吗？
Are you the king of the Jews?
耶稣怎么回答呢？
What did Jesus say?
你说的是
You said I am.
你说的对
Your words
我是生下做王。
I am born to be king。
我曾经在南洋大学圣诞节的聚会里面讲这一段的圣经。
In a gathering in the Nanyang University Christmas gathering, I spoke of this verse.
那是1969年12月。
It's 1969 December.
圣诞节他以为我讲耶稣降生、天使报佳音、玛利亚什么这些。
They thought that I'm going to speak of the usual Christmas messages.
我突然间打开圣经，比拉多耶稣受什么？他心里讲，唐弟兄大概讲错了，这个是圣诞节，他都讲受难节去了。
And suddenly I turned to the passage and I thought that I made a mistake because I seem to be talking about Good Friday.
我读完了圣经后,
after reading the Bible,
他们莫名其妙,
they were confused.
我说今天我要讲基督诞生是来做王的。
Today I'm going to tell you that Jesus was born to be king.
我没有错,
I was not wrong.
基督是被生来做王的。
And Jesus was born to be king.
而且他是特别为真理做见证的王。
And he was a king that bear witness to the truth.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
基督是有宝座的。
And Jesus had a throne.
基督是有国度的。
Jesus has a kingdom.
这个国度呢，人不明白。
And this kingdom we cannot understand.
人不承认。
We do not recognize it.
以色列人也没有看见。
And the Israel cannot see it.
只有基督自己看到。
Only Christ himself saw it.
有生之年。
And when he was yet alive,
门徒都不明白。
All the apostles did not understand.
还离开世界以前，
before he left the world,
只听见一个强盗明白这件事。
He only hear this robber understanding this.
死里复活以后，
after his resurrection,
在地上与门徒四十天同在。
When he was with the apostles for 40 over days,
十多次向他们显现。
And he was with them for 10 over times.
当他升天之了，
his ascension,
他的门徒没有一个比那个死掉的强盗更明白。
None of the apostles understood better than the robbers who died.
你看基督何等孤单。
So you see the loneliness of Jesus Christ.
他是这国度的王。
He is the king of this kingdom.
这国度是什么国度呢？
But what kind of kingdom is this?
永远的国度。
This is the eternal kingdom.
这永远的国度是怎么建立起来的？
How was this kingdom established?
是父自己旨意中间所定的。
And this is within the will of God the Father.
是父借着圣灵高立耶稣基督的。
And Christ was anointed through the Holy Spirit by the
Father.
It is the Father who asked Jesus to come to be king.
耶稣生下，真到十字架上离开世界的时候，完全没有穿王袍。
But he never wore the robe of a king all his life.
除掉他受审判的时候，
other than the time when he was
being judged, 他们把紫袍穿在他身上。
They gave him a purple robe.
用荆棘的这个冠冕戴在他的头上。
But gave him a crown of thorns.
把他化妆成了一个被辱骂、受羞耻、被鞭打、受侮辱的君王。
They were humiliating and mocking him as a king that is of humiliation.
遍体流血。
And he was bleeding all over.
到处伤痕。
And he was cut all over.
全身都流血。
And his whole body was bleeding.
他穿着紫色袍。
And he was wearing the purple robe.
你是犹太人的王吗？
He said, you are the king of Jews.
看你是个什么王？
And look at yourself now.
人家戴的是黄金的冠冕。
People wear golden crown.
你戴的是荆棘的冠冕。
But yours is a crown of thorns.
换句话说，整个时代根本不承认他是王。
In other words, all the whole generation did not recognize him as king.
耶稣基督实在是王。
But Jesus was truly the king.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
现在我们要谈到宝座王王权的问题。
Now we want to talk about the throne, the king and kingship.
所以第八节的第二句话怎么讲呢？
What is the second portion of verse 8?
这里除了说呢，你的宝座是永远的。
Other than the throne lasting forever and ever.
接下去他说你的国权是什么？
And righteousness.
你是国权是正直的。
Will be the scepter of the kingdom.
这什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
基督以正直奠定了他国的权柄。
The authority of the kingdom of Christ is established on righteousness.
一个国度，
a kingdom,
至少有几件重要的事情。
Has a few important things.
第一，
firstly,
有君王。
It must have a king.
第二，
secondly,
有百姓。
As a people.
第三，
thirdly,
有宝座。
It must have the throne.
第四，
fourthly,
有治理的原则。
There must be a rule of law.
第五，
fifthly,
有权柄。
It must have authority.
我再讲一次。一个国度一定有几样重要的事情。
There are a few important things in the kingdom.
第一有君王。
Firstly, the king.
第二有百姓。
Secondly, the people.
第三有宝座。
Thirdly, the throne.
然后呢？ 有治理的权柄,
there must be a law,
还有治理的法则,
and also the authority of rule.
这五件事情也是一个过度不可少的,
these are five essential things for a kingdom.
当然你还可以加上许多许多的事情,
but of course you can add a lot of minor things.
承载, 组织, 财政, 军事, 还有疆土,
maybe organization, administration, military, or whatever.
但是今天我们把那些物质的东西先划掉了,
but let's take away the material things.
我们把最重要的树立的原则提出来了,
we want to mention the spiritual principles.
君王对百姓,
the king to the people.
宝座就对治理的权柄,
and the throne to the authority of rule.
中间有个治理的法则在里面,
and there's this rule of law.
你把自己先搞清楚了, 你就知道, 这就在灵界里面发生了很大的冲突了。
And so you see there's a great conflict within the spiritual world.
当上帝的国在人间的时候,
when the kingdom of God is among us,
就表示有权柄的冲突。
It means that there's a conflict in authority.
上帝的国在人间的时候,
when the kingdom of God came among us,
就表示有宝座的冲突。
It means that there's a conflict in the throne.
上帝的国在人间的时候,
when the kingdom of God is among us,
子民的冲突。
There's a conflict among the people.
这里呢, 上帝说, 圣子, 你的宝座是永远的, 你的国权是正直的, 什么意思呢?
What does it mean when the Bible says your throne of God will last forever and ever and righteousness will be the scepter of your kingdom?
基督在地上要建立他的国权的时候,
when Christ is to establish his kingdom on earth,
他是在已经犯罪堕落的世界中间另外设立一种子民顺服另外一种权威, 执行另外一种法则, 顺从另外一个君主的意思。
He's establishing his own kingdom apart from the sinful world, a different people, a different throne, a different king.
你明白?
Do you understand this?
所以当耶稣生出来的时候,
so when Christ was born,
那三博士问, 那生下国王的到底生在什么地方?
The wise man asked, where is he who is born to be king?
虚拟王说, 我要叫文士来查圣经才知道应许生下那一位是生在什么地方。
And King Herod said that he has to ask the scribes to come and figure out where this king will be born.
他是不合法的,不照圣经的原则被凯撒提拔做以色列的王。
And this is a king that is out of the ordinary and not up within the system of the Roman rule.
他不知道,
and he cannot understand this.
神所设立的王就生在我做王的这个时代。
He cannot understand that this kingdom of God will come within his generation.
这国的国跟他的国一定产生冲突了。
And surely there will be a conflict among the kingdoms.
所以他就以不正直的手段要来毁灭那正直的王要建立的国度。
So he used unrighteous methods to try to destroy this kingdom of righteousness.
你们等等看吧。
Just wait.
我叫律法师来查考圣经。
I'm going to ask the scribes to study the scripture.
我自己要明白到底圣经讲他是生在什么地方。
I want to understand where the Bible says he will be born.
后来他们查出来的。
And then they found a place.
在什么地方呢?
Where is the place?
是在伯利恒。
It's in Bethlehem.
既然在伯利恒,
since it's in Bethlehem,
西王就派人去, 把伯利恒两岁以下的孩子都杀光了。
And King Herod killed all the babies under the age of two.
所以他说我也要查经。
So he said he wanted to study the scripture.
他也参加希伯来书查经。
He also understood Hebrews.
他的目的是什么呢?
What was his purpose?
不是要来查圣经明白真理，来看看里面你要做什么。
He's not there to understand the righteousness and the truth of the Bible.
我要消灭你的作为。
But he wants to destroy the work of God.
所以你告诉我,
so tell me,
那个王生在哪里?
Where is this king to be born?
是生在伯利恒。
Is it in Bethlehem?
就把伯利恒两岁以下的孩子全部杀了。
And he killed all the child underneath the age of two.
所以叙利王是不正直的国权的王。
So he is the king of unrighteous kingdom.
不正直的原则的王。
And he was a king that has unrighteous principles.
叙王的国度是不正直的原则治理的国度。
And the kingdom of King Herod was one that is ruled by unrighteousness.
上帝说不行,
and God said, that's not the way.
我要生下一个以正直不权治理他子民的王出来。
I want to have a king that will have righteousness as his scepter and rule over his people.
基督在地上的时候,
when Christ was on earth,
以正直的本性,
he gave us his true nature of righteousness.
诚信真实的本性,
in righteousness and in truth.
实实在在说话的本性,
he was a person who spoke absolute truth. And he showed us his kingdom in this manner.
你看到吗?
Have you seen this?
这样你看见这个约翰一书五章第十九节告诉你讲我们的话就对。
So 1 John chapter 5 verse 9 tells us correctly.
全世界都握在那恶者的手下。
all the world is under the hand of the evil one.
啊, 耶稣基督到自己来, 世界上来做什么呢?
But what did Jesus Christ do?
上帝的儿子降世, 为了除灭撒旦的作为。
The Son of God came to remove the work of Satan.
所以讲, 地上的国, 里面就有两个灵界国度, 这里面的冲突出来了。
And so there's a conflict in the spiritual world when these two kingdoms come about.
第一个国度,
the first kingdom.
就是撒旦借着管制罪人的一个国度。
It's the kingdom that came about from Satan using sinners.
另外一个国度, 就是基督管制属神子民的一个国度。
The kingdom of Christ where he ruled over the people of God.
那么基督徒在哪里呢?
Where about Christians?
基督徒的身体在这个世界上。
The physical body of a Christian is on earth. But the souls will belong to God.
怪不得我们在争夺中间，我们常常内我有自我很强烈的冲突。
And so we are in the midst of this conflict, so eternally there is great conflict.
所以我们很多基督徒过相当痛苦的属灵生活。
And so a lot of Christians have to have painful spiritual lives.
特别当你要真正归主委圣。 贵族而获的时候,
especially when you try to sanctify yourself to live for God,
你就感到那个争战在里面非常的激烈,
then suddenly you realize there are great conflicts within you.
但是圣经告诉我们,
but the Bible tells us,
我们按地位而论,
according to our status,
是已经离开黑暗,
we have already left the darkness towards the light.
离开撒旦权势,
we have left the authority of Satan to go into the kingdom of God. We are people in the family of God. We are people in the kingdom of God. We have already entered this kingdom with a priesthood duties among us. So you see how the Bible links itself all together. How come in the past I don't see it? I probably think that being a Christian just good for my soul. And when Sunday I go to church, I can sing for free. And so it's probably good to believe. It's not so simple. The Bible shows us two kingdoms clearly. It is not only the kingdom of man and the kingdom of God. When we look into it further, it's a place where the kingdom of Satan meets with the kingdom of God. It's difficult to compare the kingdom of man and the kingdom of Satan. Because the kingdom of man is temporal. In the Zhou dynasty is about 700 years. The Yuan dynasty about 80 years. All these have passed away. Generations after generations. The kingdom of man is temporal. But the kingdom of Satan has been around since man's sin.
So when we look at the government, man's power, man's kingdom, don't look at this too big.
When we look at the kingdom of man, the authority and political system of man, do not overestimate it.
人算什么?
Because humans are nothing.
他里面只有一口气吧?
He only have a breath.
当他最后一口气, 上帝把他拿去的时候, 他就如同尘土一样。
And we will be like dust when God takes away that breath from us.
如果这些世界上的强权,
and all these people and dictators of the world,
可以杀死你的灵魂,
if they can kill our spirit,
你才怕他,
you need to be afraid if they can kill your spirit, but they cannot kill your souls.
你何必怕他?
So do not be afraid of
耶稣说,
them. Jesus said, do not be afraid of that which can kill you physically but not your soul.
那是人的政权,
and this is the authority of man.
那能杀死你的灵魂的,
but you need to be afraid of that which can kill your soul. This tells us about the spiritual kingdom. In this kingdom of darkness of Satan, and the kingdom of light by Christ. And these two are conflicting kingdoms. When we are in gatherings today,
我们信仰耶稣基督,
when we believe in Jesus
Christ,
when we follow Him,
我们领受他的生命,
when we accept His
life,
when we express a life that's pleasing
to Him, it
means that we are testifying within this kingdom.
Because
the kingdom of God does not belong to
us.
So we are in this kingdom.
We
must go for His glory.
When
the apostles asked Jesus,
how
should we pray, O Lord?
耶稣怎么说呢?
What did Jesus say?
耶稣说,
Our Father who is in heaven,
hallowed be thy
name.
大家说,
May your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上,
your will be done.
如同
On earth as it is in
heaven.
So we look forward to the establishment of the kingdom of God on earth.
But
has the kingdom of God came?
如果已经降临了,
if it has come, why should I pray about it? Is this a physical descension?
我再说一次,
let me say this again.
不不有君王,
the kingdom has a king and a people.
不不有权柄同
The kingdom has authority and a throne.
有治理的原则在,
and the principle of rules.
上帝说,主啊,愿你的国度降临的时候,
when you say, May your kingdom come, O
Lord,
you are hoping for the manifestation of the authority of God among us. You are looking forward to the establishment of the throne of God among people.
You are
hoping that the authority of God will be fulfilled through His rule.
耶稣基督说,
Jesus Christ
said,
You must seek first the kingdom of God
and
His righteousness, and all you need will be added unto you.
你要先求神的国同他的
Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
所以这里你看见什么事情?
What do you see from here?
上帝的国,
the kingdom of God,
是以义做治理的原则,
is established by the principle of righteousness.
撒旦的国,
the kingdom of Satan,
是以罪做治理的原则,
is established on the principle of sin.
放在罪里面的人,
so those who are living in sin,
他们受制于撒旦,
they are all controlled by Satan.
很称义的人,
but those who are righteous,
他们受制于基督,
they are ruled by Christ.
你明白这个意思吗?
Do you understand this?
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
今天这些道理明白了以后呢,
when you understand all these principles,
你再看罗马书第六章,
when you look at Romans chapter 6,
你再看马太福音第五章,
or Matthew chapter 5,
你再看圣经里面关于国度、关于权柄、关于荣耀, 这些的道理的经文的时候,
or any portion of the Bible regarding glorification and authority,
你完全串通了,
you will have a complete understanding.
你知道你的信仰多么宝贵,
then you know how precious your faith is.
因为你不是地上成为的自然人,
because you are not a natural person on earth.
你在地上成为有树林国度掌管的一个子民,
but you are people in the spiritual kingdom while you are yet living on earth.
那你自己在这个自然 在超自然的树林的权柄治理的这个国度里面的时候,
and when you are living in this supernatural kingdom while you are on earth,
你再看那些不认识耶稣的人,
and then you look at people who do not know Christ,
你就为他们感到很可怜,
then you find that they are pathetic,
因为他每天,
because every day
都把他的肢体,
they give up their body
献给罪做奴仆,
to sin, to be the slaves of sin.
主那位看不见的王就是撒旦,
and he served the invisible king, and that's Satan.
你我却不是如此,
but you and I are different.
你我是把我们的肢体献为义的工具, 在义里面服侍上帝, 也就是使我称义的基督, 成为我的王, 我的主。
You and I gave up our body to serve as the tools of righteousness, to serve this King of righteousness, that's this Jesus Christ, the King of righteousness. So let me say this again. The kingdom of God is established on the principle of righteousness.
撒旦的国度,
whereas the kingdom of Satan,
是以罪做治理的原则,
is established by the principles of sin.
撒旦子民的生活, 就是在罪的范围里面的生活,
the people of Satan lives in sin.
撒旦子民的地位, 就是罪人的地位,
the status of the people of Satan is the status of sinful men.
撒旦子民的生活, 因为犯罪, 就受治理以魔鬼的王权,
And because of their sin, the people of Satan are under his rule.
神的国度不是如此。
The kingdom of God is not like that.
上帝子民的生活,
the people of God
是顺服义的原则的生活,
lives a life that is fulfilling to the righteousness.
上帝子民的地位,
the status of the people of God
就是义人的地位,
is the status of the righteous man.
上帝的子民的经历,
and the strength of the righteous
因信称义的经历,
comes from faith to righteousness.
上帝子民,
and the authority of submission for the people of God
义的原则里面受上帝自己管理的那个权柄
comes from the authority where we rule by the righteousness of God.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
这样我们就与世界那些在罪恶中间生活的人完全不一样了。
So we are completely different from the rest of the people who are living in sin in the world.
当我们还是罪人的时候,
when we are yet sinners,
我们的生活像他们那样,
our lives were like them.
我们为自己所犯的罪夸口,
and we boast about the sins.
我们感到自己很荣耀,
we think they were glorified.
我们把罪当作玩乐,
we think that sin is fun.
我们一面犯罪一面不知羞耻,
and while we are yet sinning, we have no shame.
但是当我们称义以后,
but when we are righteous,
我们认识基督以后,
when we know Jesus Christ,
他的正直,
his righteousness,
他的公义,
his strength,
这个原则管理了我们,
his truth and his principle will rule us.
不但使我们称义,
not only does he make us righteous,
要我们把我们整个身体献给义做奴仆,
he wants us to give up our whole life to righteousness as slaves.
我们的肢体献给义做工具,
our physical body is given to righteousness as tools.
基督的义统治了我们,
and so God rule us through the righteousness of Christ.
基督就用义成了我们的君王,
and Christ become our king through righteousness.
这样的话,
because of this,
我们就彰显上帝的义在人间,
we are able to manifest the righteousness of God among men.
对,这一节圣经把这么多的意义表达在里面的,
and so there is so much meaning within this verse.
论道子是说,
Father the Son, he says,
上帝啊,你的宝座是永远,
your throne, O God, will last forever and ever,
上帝啊,你的国度是正直,
and righteousness will be the scepter of your kingdom.
大家再念第八节,
let's read verse 8 again.
1,2,3, 论道子却说, 上帝啊,你的宝座是永远的, 你的国权是正直, 我们可以不可以翻过来,
can we turn this
around? 上帝啊,我永永远远属于你的宝座, 上帝啊,我因为行政治公义的事,享福在你国权下, 明白这个意思吗?
We can turn this around and say, God, because of your kingdom, I am there forever. And because of your righteousness, I am submissive to your kingdom.
感谢上,
thanks be to God.
基督的国度在哪里?
Where is the kingdom of Christ?
就在我们这里,
it comes in us.
基督的权柄行在哪里?
Where is the authority of Christ?
就行在我们的身上,
it is expressed in our lives.
基督怎么可以永永远远做王?
How can Christ be king eternally?
因为他是永远被神所高立,
because he was anointed by God forever. Because his salvation is eternal function. He gave us eternal life. So that forever I will submit to him. Forever I belong to him. Forever I submit to him. Forever he is my king. His kingdom is forever. And the inheritance within him also lasts forever. His power is righteousness. So he rules me with righteousness. So I will give myself to righteousness. So there will be a kingdom and people of righteousness. So his kingdom is righteous. His throne is forever. So is it very tough to be a Christian that has to live in righteousness every day? It's probably easier to con other people. Maybe it's easier to lead an easier life. It's so difficult to be solemn and righteous all the time. Because you have to give up yourself, you have to carry the cross, you must submit to Christ, you must follow him, and it's so difficult. So it would be very difficult to follow him. Is this true? The verse 9 gives us the answer. It is a beautiful verse.
胜过高你的同伴。
What kind of kingdom is the kingdom of
Christ? 基督的王位是喜爱公义恨恶罪恶的一个王位。
His throne is one which loved righteousness and hated wickedness.
前几天我看到一本书,
a few days ago I was reading a book.
里面提到康熙大帝的一句话,
it talks about Kangxi the emperor.
当他做王的时候,
when he was king,
他决定把公民从几万人减少了剩下500人。
He wanted to reduce the number of people into 500, from a few tens of thousands to 500.
把里面那些太监从几十万人剩下几百个人。
The people who served him, including the eunuchs, to reduce them.
对那些理学家，那些一天到晚讲这个不做事情的人讲什么话？
And what did he say to all the philosophers and the dreamers?
谈的在口中是一大套的理学，行的是大到违背真理的道理，这些人会做什么用？
He said, why would these people be worthy of living if they only say one thing but do another thing?
明朝怎么倒的?
How did the Ming Dynasty go down?
明朝的权柄是最绝对的。
The Ming Dynasty had the absolute authority.
最高的权柄。
It has the greatest authority.
结果倒得最惨。
But they fall very hard.
当一个人的烧瓷器有一点气泡或者有一点不对的地方的时候就可以杀死。
And at that time, if you were to make a ceramic piece and you have a little bit of fault, you will be
made.
And the ceramics from Ming
Dynasty
are very expensive today if you have one.
但是我告诉你,
but let me tell you this.
他们都是用强权欺负工人，没有给他们工钱，只有威胁他们的命来治理他们。
And this was achieved with a very authoritarian rule where people are all bullied by the authorities.
结果那些钱拿去做什么?
In the end, where did this, all this money go to?
数十万的那些这个官官,
there were tens and thousands of government officials.
数十万的公民,
and they survived on all these things.
都是没有用,
and all these were useless people.
甚至对一个大的城寨, 把他这个抄家的时候发现他一个人里面藏的,
and they tried to kill an official, they discovered that he had corrupted about 12 years worth of wealth in his family.
全国12年总收入他一个人贪污去,
and he was so corrupted that he had 12 years worth of wealth of the entire nation in his family.
这样的权柄,
so such authority
is 公义的治理的国度,
was an authority that came from unrighteousness.
一定要说,
and surely it must fall.
在康熙做大帝的时候,
and when Kangxi became emperor,
他受基督教的影响,
he was influenced by Christianity.
几乎变成基督徒,
he almost became a Christian.
他明白耶稣基督伟大的道德,
he understood the great ethics of Jesus Christ. And he in fact had some poems to glorify Jesus Christ. He was one of the greatest emperor in the Chinese history.
但是,
however,
到最后,
in the end, he had lots of difficulties.
世界有什么君王像耶稣基督的?
Which king was like Jesus Christ?
这里提到两件事,
there are two things here.
喜爱公义,
he loved righteousness
恨恶罪恶,
and hated wickedness.
大家说, 一二三, 喜爱公义, 恨恶罪恶, 这一次, 喜爱公义, 恨恶罪恶。亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
如果你教会里面有责分,
if you have a ministry in your church,
或者在你的公司里面你有很重要的责分,
or you hold very important office position,
或者在你社会里面你有重要的责分,
or in society you have a high position,
或者你在你的家里面, 甚至你自己祖宗的祖宗里面, 或者你在你的学校里面, 你在你大学里面有重要的这份,
or you hold an important position in your family, in the university or your school,
你要记得这些原则,
you must remember these principles.
喜爱公义,
love righteousness,
恨恶罪恶,
and hate wickedness.
那你就可以做好的领袖,
then you can be a good leader.
因为基督是用这些原则来治理百姓,
because Christ ruled his people through these principles.
基督是用这些原则,
and Christ established his kingdom through these principles. You love righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy. What does this verse mean? Is it very tough for you? Yes, it is. Yes, it is wrong. You have to be righteous. You have to be honest. You must be righteous. And you must hate wickedness. You must be courageous. And you must do all things above board. These are difficult things. It's difficult to follow Jesus. But there's a promise here. You will be anointed with the oil of joy. The oil of joy. If I do remember correctly, in the whole Bible, there's only one mention of the oil of joy. What does the oil of joy mean? And that is the joy of the Holy Spirit will fulfill your heart. Because when you are anointed, it means that you're recognized by the highest authority. When you are anointed, it means that your throne is right and recognized. Those who anoint you, if it is God, then you will recognize by God. When God anoints you with this oil, your authority and your throne has been established. And when you execute your authority, when you take care of your responsibilities, there is a righteousness and recognition and power within you. With what did Christ become victorious? The life that Christ led when he was on earth, it was a lonely life. It was a painful life. And he was rejected. He was scolded. He was despised. He was humiliated. And he was always in pain and lots of trouble. He was the son of worries and anxiety.
Son of sorrows.
And
he
was always sorrowful.
But
what's the difference? He was anointed with the oil of joy. So while he was in suffering, he was not disappointed. He was not discouraged. When a heavy responsibility was upon his shoulders, he was not sighing. He was not grumbling. When the enemy scolded him, he did not retaliate. When he was crucified, he prayed for others. When the nails went through his hands, his precious blood was given to cleanse us. Do you understand this? Our kingdom has such a king. That's our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of his birth in Bethlehem and through his life all the way to Calvary in a man of sorrow, because of that he qualifies to be you, king for you and I.
感谢上,
thanks be to God.
基督不但成为你,
not only has he become the savior for you and me,
他又成为你,
he is also our king.
他不但自己行了公义,
not only is he righteous,
他又为你,
he also received the judgment of righteousness for you and me.
不但如此,
not only this,
他把上帝的义透过他的死而复活赐给我们，使我们因信称义。
Through his resurrection and through his death and resurrection, he gives us the righteousness of God so that we can righteousness through our faith.
他本身,
he himself has righteousness as a scepter of his kingdom. He loved righteousness. He hated wickedness. And so God anointed him with the oil of joy. Not only is Christ your king, not only is he my king, not only is he your savior, and my Savior, and God is your example, and he is our example
too.
And today those of us who follow him, those of us who serve him, is it a very tough serving without any joy? Or you serve without any pain? Or you serve by working very hard, but at the same time joyful. Do you understand these three different states? Some people say, God, I want to serve you. But I don't want a heavy burden. The simple things, please. Just so that people will not scold me. So you don't work hard. It's also not painful. Not much joy as well. Or you work very hard. But by the same time, very painful. You're the second type of service. Or you work very hard. But you are filled with joy. What type of service
do you have?
What kind of ministry is the best? What type of ministry is the best? You don't understand.
哪一种最好?
Which is the best?
有的人手指第三,
啊, 哪一种最好?
啊? 不受什么苦, 心里也没有什么苦, 多多劳苦, 心里更苦, 常常劳苦, 心里喜乐, 哪里好啊?
Which type is the better among the three?
啊? 第三的好, 对不对?
The third one is the better.
所以我说, 基督, 不但是你的主, 我的主,
So not only is Christ your Lord and my Lord.
基督不但你的救主我的救主,
not only is he your Savior and my Savior.
基督不但是你的王我的王,
not only is he your King and my King.
基督不但是你的义我的义,
not only is he your righteousness and my righteousness.
基督也成为你的榜样我的榜样,
he is also our example.
成为你的力量我的力量,
our strength.
我这一生敢说我很劳苦,
I dare to say that for all my life I work hard.
但我的心不苦,
but my heart is not bitter.
我劳苦得很喜乐,
I have great joy in my work. So I think I qualify to say this. When I was young, sometimes I stand for 12 hours straight, and my back is very painful. But my heart is filled with joy.
我太太说你不要忘记你差不多60岁了,
sometimes my wife said, try to remind me that I'm almost 60.
我心里说为什么她不要讲你好像30岁,
why did she say that you are like 30?
我是不是在像很多人讲的人老心不老,
I'm like what everybody say, I'm young at heart.
有的人50多岁退休, 我莫名其妙,
some people retire when they are about 50 or
刚刚要开始一些新的大工作,
I thought I'm going to start a new work.
是不是有的人才50岁就退休了,
but some people already retire.
后来我查查那个退休的从前做过我的学生,
I realized that some of these retirees were once my students.
老子不退,
but the teacher is still working and the student has retired.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
病了还可以做吗?
When you're sick, can you still work? Yes.
不怕病,
I'm not afraid of illness.
不怕死,
I'm not afraid of difficulties.
不怕老,
I'm not afraid of old age.
不怕累,
I'm not afraid of tiredness.
不怕死,
I'm not afraid of death.
结果怎么样呢?
So in the end,
病怕我,
the illness is afraid of me.
不怕我,
bitterness is afraid of me.
老怕我,
old age is afraid of me. Diamonds is afraid of me.
把自己锻炼成一个千锤百炼的人,
I train myself to be a person who can be subjected to anything.
感谢上,
thanks be to God.
我刚才在飞机上才跟徐牧师说,
when I was in the plane, I was telling Reverend Cole,
感谢主,
thanks be to God.
根据这几天病的情形来看,
for these past few days, the illnesses that I have,
讲到25,000多次,
I have spoken for 25,000 times.
只有这一次经验这么苦,
only this time is that bad.
到底还可以上台?
I wonder if I still can speak on the pulpit. Thanks be to God.
我只有一次脑震动进医院,
there's only once when I cancelled the rally because of concussion on the brain.
Accident.
Because of an accident.
只有那一次,
only once.
还有两次讲到一半, 泻肚子很厉害, 停一下再回来,
there's two other times when I had to go to the toilet.
我叫大家唱十字架,
I asked them to sing on the cross, on the cross.
我心里想大概需要三次,
I thought probably three verses.
你们唱三次,
so sing three verses.
唱到两次半我已经结束了,
after 2.5 I already finished. I came back to the
pulpit
and I spoke.
那一天,
because it was a solemn sermon.
我不宣布做什么跑掉,
so I didn't tell them why I ran off.
讲完了以后呢,
after that,
很多人受呼召到前面,
a lot of people came forward to the altar call.
第二天我在讲到的时候,
the second day when I spoke again,
我告诉他昨天,
I told them,
肚子都水跑掉一下子,
I didn't feel very well, so I went to the toilet.
全然大笑起来,
and everybody laughed.
他们有的人还以为我到后面去祷告,
they thought I went to the back to pray.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
总而言之,
whatever it may be,
我告诉你,
let me tell you this,
我有资格讲这件事,
I'm qualified to say this.
喜乐也会高你,
all your joy will be with
劳苦吗?
You. Are you working hard?
劳苦,
it is difficult.
疲累吗?
Are you tired?
疲累,
it's so, so,
哀怨吗?
Do you grumble?
没有.
You don't grumble.
后悔吗?
Do you regret?
没有.
No.
喜乐吗?
Do you have joy?
喜乐.
Yes, you have.
喜乐是什么?
What is joy?
喜乐不是快乐.
Joy is not happiness.
快乐不是喜乐.
Happiness is not joy.
快乐是什么?
What is happiness?
快快快落下来,
happiness has disappeared very fast.
喜乐是什么?
What is joy?
从里面发出的香味.
Joy is a fragrance that comes from within you.
感谢上帝.
Thanks be to God.
还可以侍奉.
You can still serve.
感谢上帝.
Thanks be to God.
有人从我们传的道德都好.
And some people receive goodness from
感谢上帝.
Thanks be to God.
因为我们劳苦一次.
Because we work hard.
劳苦一次.
Because we work hard once.
撒旦的国度就缩小一点.
And every time we work hard, the kingdom of Satan will
spread. 神的权柄就扩张一点.
And the kingdom of God will move further.
感谢上帝.
Thanks be to God.
愿上帝赐福给我.
May the Lord bless us all.
给我们过一个很劳苦又有喜乐.
So that we will be a person who is willing to suffer for Him and yet have joy.
Amen.
Amen.
那你说怎么可能?
How is this possible?
很简单.
It's simple.
劳苦.
When you're struggling.
加上.
You need to add.
甘心.
You need to add willingness.
等于享受.
And both of them add together equals enjoyment.
Labor,
the labor
plus
加上
willingness
这个甘心
is equal to
就是等于
enjoyment
这个享受.
大家说 一二三 劳苦 加上 甘心 等于 享受 母亲怀胎孩子9个月 苦得半死 这皮箱拿不下的
When a mother has a child for 9 months, she's suffering. It's very heavy. At night when she sleeps, you cannot just let it go. 9 over months is very heavy. And the back is painful. You can't even sleep well at night. After the child is born, you still have to carry for 1 year. Then what happens?
很享受.
But she enjoys it.
她很甘愿做妈妈.
Because she's willing to be a mother.
如果妈妈不甘愿做妈妈, 她就不像有妈妈像.
If she's not willing to be a mother, then she's not truly a good mother. Thanks be to God.
所以每一个基督徒,
so every Christian
效法耶稣基督,
must follow Jesus Christ.
喜爱公义,
they love righteousness
恨恶罪恶,
and hate wickedness
为主,
and work for God
背负重担,
and have heavy burden for him and labor for him.
但是,
however,
却有喜乐又充满了我们,
we must be anointed with the oil of joy.
Amen.
Thanks be to God. Let us stand up.